Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Hey, what's up, my friend Marquell Russell here, and welcome to this brand new episode of the Results Over BS Show. So today, I'm going to do things a little bit different. And what I want to do today is actually, I want to share a really exclusive interview with you. And what I call it is a client success interview. So it's basically, I was speaking to a client named Glenn, and Glenn was really sharing literally exactly how he's been able to do $25,000 in additional revenue in about 2 or so weeks, and implement the strategies that we shared with him in terms of getting clients using the internet, how he's been able to do that to work less and, you know, increase his revenue big time, and also be able to travel a little more with his family, have more time with his family, just how we, the systems and so forth. And also, he also shares how he was able to, now he has a system in place that he can replicate in the other businesses that he owns. And now he's able to invest $1 into ads and consistently get like $10. So we kind of laid out the plan from the scale up to an additional $100,000 per month. So I think you're going to get a ton of value from it. And also in there, I say, hey, if you want to dive more into the stuff that I shared with Glenn or consider working together, I say click below. But obviously, depending on where you're listening to this, you may not better click below. So if this interests you and you want to kind of dive more into the training that I actually shared with Glenn for him to get these type of results, all you got to do is go to attractbigticketclients.com. So that's attractbigticketclients.com, and you'll be able to get access to it for free. And then from there, if it interests you to go deeper, then you'll see how you can schedule a call. But if nothing else, listen to the interview, actually apply what Glenn shares, because he pretty much shares everything. And then depending on where you listen to this, it'll be a link around this episode. But that's it. I think you're going to get a ton of value from it. So let's go ahead and jump right into it.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Marquell Russell here. And today I have the great Glenn Glassford checking in with me, real estate extraordinaire. Dude is a veteran in the real estate space, been doing this for a really tough, long time, put you over 20 years at this point, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 21 years this year.
21 years this year, done millions of dollars in real estate deals. Really the go-to guy when it comes to real estate. Really has helped a lot of other individuals who you know and love probably in the real estate space. Definitely touch them and help them in big ways as well. He has a rave review, so it's definitely been an honor to work with you, Mr. Glassford, and also definitely an honor for you to take some of your time out of your busy schedule to hop on with me today.
Man, listen, you changed my life. So when you say let's make it happen, I'm gonna make it happen.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. I appreciate it. So basically, man. So Glenn, that's powerful. Like you said, because you've already been massively successful so far. And then you say I changed your life. So I want to kind of dig deeper into that. And so I know you already, you know, had a lot of success since we've been working together in a very short period of time. And I'm proud of the work you're putting out and what you've been doing. I'm super excited to see the students you brought on board and how you're already impacting their lives and the many others that you're going to be impacting as well. So before we actually get into like the step-by-step, you know, of what got you the results, before we talk about, you know, dive deep into the steps, how you did it and how others watching right now can actually do it, I guess tell the people watching right now why you're doing this. Like, talk more about, more importantly, like, what was life like before we actually linked up and started working together? Because we already were connected and had a lot of conversations. I was on your show and everything, so we already been connected. But what was life like in business prior to us connecting? What were you already doing online? You know, maybe how frustrating it was. What were you trying to figure out? You know, and kind of what kind of led you to this point? Let's start there. Why are you doing this, first of all? And what was already going on, you know, prior to us connecting?
Okay. Well, I mean, like you said, I mean, I've been in real estate for, you know, 20 plus years now and done, you know, pretty well at real estate, doing my regular day to day, doing what I do. And, you know, flipping houses, fixing houses up, selling them and things like that, wholesaling. And I've actually been doing some coaching as well, you know, teaching in real estate as well. So I've actually been doing a lot of the stuff before, but what's changed for me, I mean, I have to say, I wore this t-shirt in honor of what you taught me, is the hustle smarter.
Nice.
And, you know, so you told me something, and I don't know if you remember this conversation we had. We spoke on a panel together a few years ago, And you said that I should be earning a lot more money than I was earning for what I teach people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I took it. I was like, okay, you know, what does this guy know? Well, but, you know, but of course, knowing your track record and knowing your success, I'm like, wait a minute, there has to be something to what he said to me. But I was thinking, I didn't know how that conversation we had, how that would translate to what I'm doing in real estate until, you know, we actually sat down and you blew me away. I was like, here we are.
Got it. So what's your biggest why? Why doing this? Because of course, you know, you're making a lot of money, you're having a lot of success in a very short period of time. I mean, you can talk about numbers and so forth if you want in a little bit, but I guess what's the biggest why? Because a lot of times, obviously, the money is great in what we do, especially when you can start attracting premium price clients and things of that nature, right? But why? Like, why are you doing this? Why are you kind of going down this path of hustling smarter prior to what you've been doing? And like I said, bigger than the money, like, why? Why even do this stuff?
Well, honestly, you know, I have to say, you know, I've been an entrepreneur for a number of years, and the resounding thing with entrepreneurs is that we want to, you know, get our time back. We don't, you know, and of course we know as an entrepreneur we're going to work hard, but we want to get our time back. We want to spend time with family. We want to do all the things that we want to do. And while that is great, I mean, we do get to do those things, but as an entrepreneur, if you're building and building and building, some of that takes a little bit of time to get to that. So why I'm doing this is this gives me a whole lot more time than I had before. You know, for example, you know, of course, making money, flipping houses, all that's great. But if you're actually doing, and, you know, you're spending your time doing it, you don't have a whole lot of time to do, want to do is travel and spend time with family, those kind of things. So doing it this way, you know, what you taught me is I can do this from truly work from home. You know, I mean, I've been working from home for a number of years doing real estate anyway, but the clients that you showed me how to attract and how to, you know, do my course and things like that, doing it online, it makes a whole lot more sense than how I was doing it before. And I earn a whole lot more working with clients in a way that I do now than I was before. You know, so the why pretty much is I truly get my time. I truly control my time. You know, and I truly get the time to spend with family like I always want to. You know, we just spent 10 days in New York, and I really didn't miss a beat in what I was doing. You know, before, spending 10 days away from, you know, doing the daily grind would have been like, wait a minute, I got to be doing something. But, I mean, I didn't miss a beat doing what I'm doing now. So, you know, I was actually online that one day a week, you know, for the couple of weeks that I was gone, and, you know, it was still pretty good.
Nice. So just in case you're watching and you're wondering, okay, what are these guys talking about? What exactly did Marquell help Glenn do? So essentially, so what I typically do is I work with coaches, consultants, service providers, individuals who have some expertise who can actually, they're either already selling it online and attracting clients, or they don't know how to leverage the internet effectively. And if they may be using the internet, but they're just not charging what they could be charging. So essentially what I helped Glenn do is package up what he was doing and start charging $5,000 or more for what he's doing and actually attracting clients to do it, automating that whole process. So how do you get some ads up, get in front of the people you want, take them through a systematic process, and within 24 to, you know, 48 hours or 72 hours, you got somebody on the phone who is just a complete stranger, now they're pulling out the credit card, giving you $5,000 or $10,000 or more. If you break it down simple, that's essentially what happened, right?
That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. I'm like, what have I been doing? You know, my wife even said, what you been doing all this time?
Awesome. I love it. So let's
talk. She asked me, why are you doing it? And then when she saw the results, she was like, what took you so long to do it?
Exactly. That's typically how it happens, right? Typically how it happens.
They're really good, man.
So let's talk about, before we dive deeper into the results, man, what would you say? So first off, what would you say attracted you to connect with me and made you sign up for the program? And say, okay, let's do this. Because I know sometimes, because like you said, we spoke a year before about potentially working together. But whatever, for any reason, the time wasn't right or whatever case may be, I get it. But what actually made you say, okay, let's go ahead and do this? You know, obviously it's a decent investment to work with me. But you was like, all right, let's just go ahead and take the plunge and make this happen. What was it that said, you said, let's go ahead and do this?
Well, you know, it's been a number of things. I'll say, you know, because I've been watching you, and I've been watching your growth. You know, I've been following you online for years. I'm like, okay, there's got to be something to what he's saying, you know, because it's not just one or two people saying it. You know, you got tons of people that are you know, giving testimonials about how you helped them. But I got to say, when we sat down and we did that interview on my show, and you were just basically giving everything away, and I'm like, wait a minute, you know, hold on, they're telling the people too much. But you basically gave everything away, and you helped me understand truly how what I'm doing, how it can be beneficial to do it online, you know, and to be able to attract clients in a you know, more a faster way, and attract, you know, big ticket clients in a faster way. And I was like, wow, why haven't I done this already? So truly getting to the point of understanding what it is that you do and what you offer your clients. I mean, and I'm talking about, you know, everything that you offer, everything that I've gotten from you has been really an aha moment. And I'll be honest, I mean, I have been attempting, I mentioned this to you before, I've been attempting to do something like this to the effect, you know, to getting clients online for the last couple of years. But I said, wait a minute, I always tell my people, or tell the people that I teach, let the professionals do what the professionals do. And quite honestly, I'm not a professional in online marketing. I'm a professional real estate investor, right? You know, so I was like, you know, why not hire somebody that's a professional at doing this and let them do what they do, and I reap the benefits of it, because, you know, that's what I teach people to do. And, you know, I'm a living testimony of reaping the benefits of what you taught me in doing this.
Okay, cool. Good stuff. So I guess let's talk about, let's kind of dive deep into like some of the steps you took. So you came on board. Well, first off, let's talk about some of the results. I know you briefly told me about some numbers. In this very short period of time, what would you say some numbers? So you've been trying to do this for 2 years prior to us connecting. Since working together with us, I'm not sure. What are you okay with sharing?
I mean, I'll share, you know, I mean, you definitely the truth. You definitely the truth. You definitely got that. I got done what you said I was going to be able to get done. You know, so in a matter of a couple of weeks, man, you know, honestly, you know, I made 25 grand, you know, we can share that in a matter of a couple of weeks. Now with doing what I do, wholesaling and all that, you know, I kind of do that on a monthly basis. You know, maybe hopefully that's not too much information to share. I do that on a monthly basis, or better, you know, doing wholesaling and different things like that. You know, I do some consulting with clients, teaching them how to flip houses and stuff like that. But that's me actually getting out there and doing work. But to be able to, I mean, for lack of a better way of saying it, truly sit at home and make that same kind of money and not have to work as hard, I mean, it's a beautiful thing, you know. So that's kind of been the results in a matter of a couple of weeks, you know, and it's going to continue to grow from there.
Got it. So if somebody was listening, they was like, okay, well, what did this guy do? So if you was kind of simplify, like when we came on board, what would you say, what were the steps you took? I guess from a big picture standpoint, like, okay, when you say, okay, I did what he asked me to do. What would you say? What are some of those things that you kind of did to actually get, so 25 grand in a matter of a few weeks? What exactly did you do, basically? What's the what like?
Well, the ads helped quite a bit with attracting the specific clients that I was looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, creating a course as I'm doing it was another major thing. You know, because that was my biggest setback, was trying to create the course before I even got to the point of selling it. Mm-hmm. You know, and the biggest thing you said was, why not sell the course and create it as you're doing it? You know, and I'm like, aha, you know, why did I think of that? But I mean, those are a couple of the biggest things that have helped me see the vision and being able to have something like this continuously grow. Nice. You know, and I'll be honest, I've been kind of hard headed. You told me to focus on one thing. I got a funnel set up for something else now too.
You got the bug now.
I do.
So, because the cool thing is, once you understand the blueprint and the process, it's like a friend, you can just duplicate it over and over and over again. Now you got a skill set, so now you can even teach other people if you wanted to, right? And now you can do, because you got other businesses as well, so you can easily, you like, okay, I know the system, I know the method to the madness, because you've been able to see behind the velvet rope, so right? So now you know how it works, and you're like, okay, that's how he did it. So now you can reverse engineer it and like any other business, because it just duplicates into any other niche, right? Because some people say, well, I don't know if that's going to work in my business. You see that you can literally duplicate it into any other business if you want more clients, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's funny you mentioned that. That's kind of where I was kind of trying to understand, how would something like this work in my business? Mm-hmm. But you know, it absolutely works. You know, I got students and clients now that I'm teaching online, 100% online.
I love it. So a couple things. So you mentioned that, essentially you got paid $25,000 just to create your program, right? Mm-hmm. And by the way, even if you're not looking to create a program, you may just want more clients for your agency or whatever the case may be, you can still use the same process. With Glenn, so to speak, we just took what he already is doing and packaged it up. Now he can sell it online for $5,000 or more. He can easily bump that price up at whatever point he wants to. And now it just works over and over and over again. So he just got paid $25,000 to create the program that he's been wanting to create over the past 2 years. So that's game changing. So let me ask you this. So you mentioned ads. A lot of people are terrified when it comes to ads. I know before we start talking, so you made $25,000. About on average, what would you say you spent in ads so far?
In ads, I would say about $1,500 to $2,000. Yeah.
So he spent about I want to put this in context, everybody. If you put $1,500 into ads and made $25,000, that's like almost $10 for every dollar he's investing. A little over, actually, $1,520. That's crazy. Like, you're not gonna go get that type of return doing anything else. That's crazy. So let me ask you this: Did you do ads before? Have you done any ads before?
Not like this. So I thought I knew what I was doing with ads. What you showed me, there's truly a method to the madness. I mean, you know how you broke it down, the different audience and things like that. I didn't know all that existed. You know, so I mean, it's great that, you know, like even now, there's nothing I can change about what you did already, because I wouldn't know anything about how to change it. So. But yeah, I did ads for like events and things like that, because I host events. I kind of spotlighted a couple of the shows that I did online, things like that. But other than that, I didn't do ads for anything outside of that. Like for offering services, you know, like I'm doing now, or offering the training, I've never done the offer for the training. That just came, little that I've done before came as word of mouth and just posting stuff on Facebook. I never considered doing the ads.
Got it. Okay, cool. I love it. So let me see. So, I mean, that's pretty dope. And the cool thing is, because like when we came on board, we did our first initial session, then the team went and built everything out, and right, then launched the ads, and then basically just handed it over to you. So at this point, you just got a machine, like my boy Kurt calls it, a crank business. So right now, you don't even really got to touch it. You can just say, okay, we want more people to schedule calls this month, so let's add some gasoline to the fire. Let's increase the ad budget a little bit. So, for example, if you look at a lot of people don't understand, like, when you got a business where you can put a dollar in and you can get $4, $5, $10 for every dollar you put in, that's like the fastest way to build wealth, when you can put in a dollar and predictably get X amount. So, for example, let's just say Glenn's idea. Okay, I did $25,000. If you look at this, I did $25,000. I spent $1,500 to make that happen. So a 10x return. So now he says, so now you look at your numbers, and this is a note for everybody who's watching this. So if you say, okay, if my numbers are the same as Glenn's, right? So, and I'm not telling you that you're gonna spend $1,500 to make $25,000. Just wanna put that disclaimer out. So you wanna say, okay, Mark, well, I told him I can spend $1,500. Cause like you said, it's a method to the madness. It's a right way and a wrong way to do it. So this Facebook ad and this marketing stuff is deceptively simple, right? Cause it's stuff that you don't see that makes it work. That's why we don't like sell a course, so to speak. We like to be really hands-on with our clients to show you what works, because a lot of these gurus make this stuff seem simple. Then you go in and spend a ton of money, and then you wonder why it don't work, because it's a lot of stuff that works. And sometimes it has to be customized by niche. But I just want to kind of plug that in for a disclaimer, right? I'm not making any saying that you're going to make any type of money or make any money for that particular matter. Because most people watch stuff like this don't make any money because they don't really know how to do what needs to be done. But if we're going to just use straight math, because marketing and business is simply math. So if you can put in $1,500 to make $25,000. So if Glenn said, all right, look, that's what I did in 2 weeks. But let's just say he did $1,500 and made $25,000 and it took 30 days. Mm-hmm. The following month, if he said, all right, all things being the same, Let's say I want to do 100 grand this year in revenue. That would mean if we 1,500 times four, that would mean 1,500 times four, that'd be 6,000. So I invest 6,000 in ads. So I quadruple my ad spend. So I scale my campaigns, the ones that are working. So 6,000 in, all numbers stand the same. You make 100 grand because a 4X in ad spend, a 4X in revenue. And as you scale, sometimes the numbers taper off. So the ROI isn't as big. But if you invest 10 grand in ads, and instead of 100 grand, or you make 75 or whatever, you ain't mad because where else are you going to go get those type of returns? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So I just want to go on that little rant to help everybody understand that with ads, it's math. So a lot of people ask me, well, Marquel, what kind of ad budget should I have? Well, if you're doing this stuff right, you don't want a budget. If Glenn is putting $1,500 in to make it 25 grand in 2 weeks, why would he want a budget? A budget means a cap, right? Why would you want to do that? You want to spend as much money as possible. So if you put in $1,500 to make 25 grand, you made $24,000 in profit. Why not, you know, somebody, you can see if you want to blow this thing up fast, you take 10 grand of that, you put 14 grand in the bank or whatever you want to do with it. You take 10 grand of that, dump that all back in the ads, get a 10X return, and you just keep flipping.
Absolutely. Like you said, okay. Why would you want a budget?
Why would you want a budget?
If you budget on the amount that you're going to spend, you budget on the amount that you're going to make.
Simple as that. You're like, I want to just throw some gasoline on this thing. So that's kind of how it works. So that's my whole rant. So I got a couple more questions for you, Glenn. I don't want to take up a lot of time, man. So so cool. And the cool thing is we just getting started. That was just in a matter of a few weeks. We got things launched. And that was in the midst of you traveling and doing things with the family and so forth. 10 days in New York. You know, the whole nine. So we haven't even like really smashed the gas on this thing. So that's really exciting.
Right.
So how are you feeling about the results so far? And what do you feel like it would do for your life and has done for your life so far and will do for your life and business going forward?
Well, I mean, the results so far are great. You know, like we're talking about the return on investment, you know, I'm all about that because investing is what I do. So mm-hmm. I'm all about the return on investment and it's been significant. You know, so now I know, you know, like I said, I just got back from traveling, you know, I'm gonna turn this machine back on and keep it moving, you know. And you know, like I said, the results so far have been great. And what it's gonna do now for what I'm even doing with specifically with real estate coaching, is gonna definitely blow it out the water, you know. But you know, also with my other business, which is funding, that's something that I've actually decided to do, follow the blueprint, like you said. And it's happening already, you know. So it's just going to continue to grow from here. You know, I can see significantly doing, you know, if not close to seven figures, at least seven figures, you know, by the end of the year or at least within the next year. And that's just, you know, with doing what I'm doing. And not to mention, you know, I'm all about learning. I'm all about educating myself. Mm-hmm. I've actually learned how to, you know, get the most out of what we're doing here already. You know, I mean, you've already taught me a whole lot of what I can be doing, but I'm like, wait a minute, you know, talking about 10X, how can I 10X this thing? Mm-hmm. You know, increasing the ad budget, changing the program a little bit, you know, offering a little more services, you know, just a couple of different things to make it, you know, where I could increase that price point. You know, I'm at a, as you mentioned, 5K price point. You know, I'm going to add a little bit more services. I increase it to a 10K price point, you know, and still do it remotely, relatively. You know, I've already got one client that's asking me, you know, because I'm doing it remotely, I got one client that's in Texas that wants me to travel there to help them start flipping houses in their local market. Of course, if I'm traveling, that's going to be a significant increase in the price, you see. So I can already see where, and that's just one client. One client out of the millions I'll potentially be able to touch, you know, over the next 6 months or so. For sure.
I think you'll definitely be able to do, you'll definitely do a meal in the next 12 months, if not before the year is out, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially with the trajectory you already got happening. So without a doubt. Yeah. So you need like a couple of tweaks. I mean, you're out of here. Increase price point, do a lot of couple cool things you can do. So definitely excited about that, man. And
to do a meal, I would have to flip 30 30 houses or 40 houses, you know, by the end of the year. But, you know, instead of doing that, I could, you know, sit at home and do it.
Right, in your pajamas, right?
Exactly.
Pajamas and a Hustle Harder shirt. You only got to get dressed. Good stuff, man. Good. And the cool thing about it, man, you get to chill out with your family. Even bigger than the money, right? You get to chill out with your family. Your wife is loving it. She's on board. It's at first, like you said, she was like, are you sure about this? And now she's like, what are you doing? Like, why don't you get started? Ben got started.
Definitely.
So that's really cool, man. So I won't keep you much longer, man. So if it was one thing that you would say to the audience about this process, what would you say?
Get started. You know, the one thing that I always tell my students is you don't have to be great to get started, but you do have to get started to be great. You know, and then the biggest thing that I've actually come to understand, and just seeing all the people that you've coached, some of them start without even a program, mm-hmm. you know. But especially if you're an expert in a field and anything that you do, and you already have, you're a subject matter expert, you have some knowledge, you have something that you can offer to an audience, you know, just look at it as being a problem solver. I would definitely suggest getting started, you know. And now, if I can say this, the one thing that people always get caught up on is how much, you know, and what I look at is if you spend more time looking at how much you're putting in than how much you're going to get out, you're already behind the eight ball, you know. And I think it was a phrase I heard you say something before. Don't what was it? Something about trying not to spend the $10 to get over the $100,000 you can make. You know, some people try not to invest. They do the best they can not to invest and then say that something doesn't work. You know, first of all, you got to make the investment in anything you do to get the results, you know, and anything you got to put the work in to get the results that you're hopefully you're desiring for. It's not going to happen. It's not going to fall out of the sky, and it's not going to happen overnight. So you definitely got to put the work in and get over the investment, you know. My investment was, you know, I invested what I invested, and I've doubled that already, you know, so I'm not tripping, you know, I'm going to continue to do it, you know, because I definitely see the benefit to it.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. So, yeah, like you said, the machine has a machine in place that he can scale. So a lot of people say, well, okay, Marco, I got a funnel, or I got, you know, this tool that creates funnels. I'm like, what we teach and the process that we use with clients, we call it the ultimate online marketing machine, because it's not about a funnel. Right, a funnel is just pages and stuff like this, just tools. But a machine is the whole process in itself. It's not just the pages, but the process that leads people through the process. So like a whole machine, literally where you can put in a dollar and then you can get out $2, $3, $4, $5, you know, or even $10. So with that being said, I'm not going to take up no more Glenn's time. If you're watching right now, first off, Glenn, thank you so much for being on, brother.
Thank you for having me, man. Thank you for having me. Listen, thank you for doing what you do, man. You know, I always tell people, it's always one person that touches people's lives that allows those people's lives that they touch to touch hundreds and thousands of others. So thank you for doing what you do, man. You know, you've already made a significant difference in my life, and I know that you made a difference in other people's lives. And those people, well, you've actually essentially permitted them to make changes in other people's lives, man. So keep on doing what you do, man. I salute you, brother. And thank you very much again.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. So if you're watching right now and you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're a service provider, or you're some type of expert, and you want to either get more clients for your offer that you already have, maybe you're already selling something for $2,000, $10,000 or more, and you want to get more qualified sales appointments on the phone or either in person so you can sell them your premium price offer, or you have some expertise and you're not selling at a higher price and you want to be able to attract more clients, or you're selling low ticket stuff and you want to package it up. Maybe you have a book, maybe you have an online course, and you want to start getting 2,000, 3,000, 10,000, 15,000 or more clients, and you want to automate this whole process so you consistently and predictably have new clients coming to you every single day paying you top dollar. We open up a few spots. We take on a few clients every week because we want to be really hands-on. So all you got to do is see if it's a good fit, click the button below this video. Schedule a call. We'll hop on the phone, see if we're a good fit, see where you are now, see what you're looking to accomplish, and if we're a good fit, we can talk about some options to work together. And if we're not a good fit, at least you'll walk away from the call with a ton of clarity. So click the button below this video, schedule a call, and we're looking forward to speaking to you soon. And thank you so much for checking out this client success interview. Talk to you soon.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.